Today, the SportsMap Radio Network and Gao Media honor and remember the lives lost on this day 19 years ago.
This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
We will never forget. You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, football is here. Basketball and baseball rolling along. It's time to get your bets down. BetUS.com is the best because of the pioneers in online betting. More than 25 years in the biz, and you need a sports book with integrity, longevity, and you also need to know you're going to get paid. They've got bets on esports, horses, golf, MMA, live betting, all kinds of crazy prop bets. Call today 1-800-MY-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS. They'll walk you through getting started and mention SportsMap Radio. Get 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Again, 1-800-MY-BETUS or go to BetUS.com. They'll set you up. Remember to mention SportsMap Radio to get your bonus. All right, it's time to put our money where our mouth is and break down the predictions for the upcoming NFL season. These are things we'll have, we'll keep, and then when it's all said and done, we'll look back and either laugh or say we were right and see where it goes.
I'm going to doctor mine a little bit and dub voiceovers.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah,
you know, who I thought was going to win? The Jaguars.
Yeah, right. I had Tennessee in the AFC title game. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
That's not that bold.
Well, no, last year I don't think
they
we did.
There.
I don't think we did last year.
You know, go crazy.
All right, so let's start in the AFC East. Buffalo is one of the teams people like, but New England now has a new quarterback. Who do you like in the division? Where are you going with the AFC East?
Am I giving you all four or just
no,
who
just,
I think?
Just who's going to win.
The winner?
Yep. Otherwise, we'll be here. We'll take forever.
I hate doing this. Patriots.
I'm taking the Patriots, too.
Until they are knocked down, you got to go Patriots.
I'm taking the Patriots because I think Cam Newton can do some good things there. I know Bill Belichick, you know, is going to put together utilize a talent. I think Josh McDaniels and Cam Newton are going to work well together. And I'm not sold on Buffalo quite yet. I know they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. Sean McDermott's done a good job.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to give them the division just yet.
And are you really going to sit there and tell me that Fitzpatrick is going to lead the Dolphins to the AFC East title?
Right. No,
that's not going to happen. Jets, you're still trying to figure out who you are.
In the AFC North, who do you have?
Ravens.
I'm taking the Ravens. Taking the Ravens as well. As much as it pains me,
I know.
I think the Ravens are a much, much better football team.
I wanted to go back and forth with this. I did want to go Steelers because Roethlisberger, I don't know if he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder, but the other thing was is like that sophomore slump.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's not Lamar Jackson's sophomore year, you just still get that feeling, okay, you know, you had a monster year last year. Is there going to be a drop-off this year?
I like, you know, the Steelers' defense is really good, but I just don't think they're going to win enough games. I think Baltimore is just too crisp.
I think there's just too much going on. That's just, you know, they have a bunch of players. They have a bunch of really good players, and you hardly even know any of their names.
In the AFC South, it's a three-team race. Indianapolis should be better. We know Houston is good, and Tennessee it went to the playoffs and went to the title game last year. I have the Titans winning the division.
I have the Titans, too.
Yeah, I think we talked about this yesterday. Sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle, and sometimes when you then say, well, this is what we're going to be doing now, it doesn't work out. But in this case, Ryan Tannehill, they're asking him to be a game manager, don't do crazy stuff, but we're going to hand the ball to Derrick Henry. I think it's crazy enough to work for a division title.
I think it's crazy. It harkens back to old-style football.
That's right.
You know, run first, then pass later. I mean, now we're a pass-happy league. This team's going, Titans are going, you know what, hey, we're going to go back to the traditional way of football.
And again, you make it just because you make a run and you win road games, it doesn't mean you've turned the corner. It means you caught something that, you know, was good for that particular year. The next, and you know, next year is a fresh slate, but I do think the Titans are on to something here.
And the defense got better.
Yeah, the defense got better. So, and I hope Clowney works out for them. You know, he's been hurt and whatnot, but I hope he provides. One of the things the Titans don't do is get to the quarterback. He should be able to get to the quarterback. Obviously, in the West, I think we both have Kansas City. Am I making that assessment?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Taking the Chargers?
No. Taking the Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders.
You know, it's one of those things where yesterday I joked, like, hey, you know, we're not going to sit there and go, after watching the Chiefs play, go, oh, the Chiefs are going all the way. Dude, they looked amazing yesterday.
They looked really
sharp.
How
do you not go with the Chiefs winning the AFC West?
Yeah, they just look really good.
They're going to go 6-0 in that division this year.
All right, so this year, 7 teams out of each conference are going to make the playoffs. So instead of 2 wild cards, we have 3.
3.
Your participants of the wild card of the AFC.
Are we going to go, you know, first, second, third, go back and forth? All right, first up for me, Steelers.
Me too. I got the Steelers as the first wild card team in.
I think they're going to be, it's going to be a neck and neck race with the Ravens all year. I think they're just going to be a game or two behind.
All right, the second team in the AFC wild card.
For me, despite how they looked yesterday, I'm still going to go Texans.
Golly, that's what I have. Don't cheat and copy paper.
I looked at your paper. I'm really good at eyeballing. You know, I don't even have to see the whole word. I can just make out like, oh, he has 4 letters in that name. I know what team he picked.
All right, the final last team to get in, that 7th team to get in the wild card, the AFC.
Colts.
I took Buffalo.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
I
didn't cheat completely.
There's our difference. You know, let's be honest. Outside of Tennessee, it's got a very chalk feel. You said, I felt like I went chalk. It's very hard to, it feels like in the NFL, it's very hard to just kind of go with, like, it's to make a bold, like, I think Jacksonville is going to be a wild card team. I have a hard time doing that. I know other people don't, but.
You know, Chargers could be great. Raiders could be great. There's all these teams that really could pop up and do something.
I mean, let's be honest. With a 7th wild card team, the Jets could be in the running for it. I mean, look. I mean, it's
right.
You're not asking that 7th team to go 11-5. I mean, 8-8 might be able to be good enough to get that.
And
get
here's
that
the thing: I had thought about going Bills, but I decided to be a homer and go Phillip Rivers.
Good for you. Good for you.
That's really all it comes down to. I think Phillip Rivers behind, you know, probably one of the better offensive lines in the league. I think he's actually going to be able to do something. He has T.Y. Hilton to throw to. Marlon Mack has been proving himself season after season, getting stronger as a runner. I think this team can actually do something. And they got a good defense.
If Von Miller didn't get hurt, I was going to put Denver in that slot.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Drew Lock is on to something. He's got some good weapons. I'm not asking the Broncos to go 11-5. I mean, 9-7, I think, is a reasonable year for them. But without Von Miller... Without Von Miller, I don't think they're going.
And then yesterday it was Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton got hurt. That's right. Yep.
I mean, that defense is going to be a shell of its former self before they even have kickoff.
All right, let's run through the NFC, the East. I've got the Philadelphia Eagles.
So do I.
All right, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. I thought Cowboys, but
I gave the Cowboys consideration, but yeah. I went Eagles. I went Eagles. The South, you got Tom Brady with the Buccaneers there in New Orleans, who went 13-3. I'm still taking the Saints.
I'm still taking the Saints as well.
I like Tampa Bay. I do, but I like the Saints better.
Well, I think there's going to be a learning curve, and that's going to start the Buccaneers off a little slowly.
In the NFC North, I went back and forth with this. I wanted to stay with Green Bay. I like what Minnesota's doing. I'm going with the Vikings to win that division.
Oh, okay.
I had Green Bay and I crossed it off.
See, we're a little different. I'm sticking with the Packers. I think, you know, what they go third. It was a quiet 13-3.
Quiet 13-3. Yeah.
The difference for me with the Packers is they finally have a running game. They're no longer using wide receivers as running.
Good
backs.
Point. Good point.
And so I think that's going to help them out again this year.
It's not quite take all 4 teams in the West, throw them in a hat, and pick one out.
No.
It's not quite there yet, but you've got some real contenders, and you've got a lot of upside for all these teams, a lot of positive things for each one of the 4. In the end, I like Seattle.
I went with Mr. Unlimited as well.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Why is it? Why the Seahawks shouldn't be should be high on our list for some reason. I feel like we shouldn't be like, oh yeah, the Seahawks are just going to run the table in the NFC West, but they do every single year.
I'm just taking them
for whatever reason. Pete Carroll is able to say, oh, I lost this guy. Well, I just brought in this guy. Same thing.
I think the Rams are going to be better. I think Arizona is going to be better, and I think San Francisco will stay good. I'll take Seattle to win the division. All right, in the first wild card for me is the team I probably should have taken in the North, but I'm taking the Packers.
Okay,
that's going to be a high record wild card team, but I'm going to take the Packers.
I went with Falcons.
Falcons. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, they were Super Bowl contenders a couple years ago. I think Dan Quinn, you know, with a healthy defense, as long as his defense can stay healthy, I think they're going to be a far better team this year.
This also means that in the NFC South, you have Tampa Bay third or fourth.
Yeah.
In the division.
Yeah.
Nice. That would be weird for Tom Brady, won't it? Just to be like, wow, I'm actually having to fight for trying to get a wild card berth. I've never done do this before.
Well, for my next wild card spot, since you mentioned him, I do have the Buccaneers making the playoffs.
Wow, so you've got three teams.
Three out of the NFC
well done.
South.
Well done.
And this is my rationale, all three of these teams are going to have double-digit wins.
You know, this was not far off from last year in the AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts had a chance to be in the party too, right? But they ended up going 7-9, but there was a conversation at the end of the year.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I live in the South now. I have three teams from the AFC South as well.
That's right. That's true. You do. That's right. My second wild card team in the NFC, I have San Francisco.
Okay.
I have two teams from the West making it. So the third team for you?
Rams.
Rams, okay.
I don't have the Niners. I have, for whatever reason, and this is part of the prediction, whoever represented the NFC has not made the playoffs the following year in the last couple of years.
That's a good point.
So I don't think the 49ers are, I don't think they have another season like that.
I think they're
going to just miss out. Because the Seahawks and the Rams are there. And I'm not buying the Cardinals just yet.
My third team in the NFC wild card race is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There you go. So you
I'm just not going to go against Brady. I think Brady is just absolutely desperate to make sure he gets that team in the playoffs.
So for both you and I, we don't have
the Cowboys. He's going to threaten lives in the locker room.
We don't have the Cowboys in the playoffs.
No, I don't have the Cowboys in the playoffs. I know. And I thought, and it's funny because I thought about them winning the division. But it's one of those things where I feel like whoever wins the East, that's it. Like if you got to win the East to get in, like your record won't be good enough to play the rest of the way, but you could win the division and get in.
Now, who's your AFC championship?
Baltimore and Kansas City. I tried, man. I tried to come up with a Tennessee Titan type of team. I tried, but yeah, I can't.
I have the same thing, and I have the Chiefs over the Ravens.
And I have the Chiefs over the Ravens as well. In the NFC, I've got Minnesota facing Seattle.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Who do you got winning that game?
I got Seattle winning that game. Okay.
I have Saints over the Seahawks.
All right.
I think I do think Seattle's going to be good. For whatever reason, I don't know why. I don't, outside of Russell Wilson, I can't really name you anybody else on their offense. But I do think they're going to be they're going to be right there with them.
And I have KC winning the Super Bowl.
Me too.
Ugh. I tried.
But I'm not upset. And again, this isn't something where, you know, last night's game was, you know, is influencing it. But
right.
I can't help but let last night's game influence because it's week one, no preseason. This team's like, you know, they're playing like they're in week three, week four already.
Absolutely. All right. So those are our predictions. We'll keep them tight for the next, 20 something weeks?
Well, just until we dub our voices over
That's
our predictions.
Right. That's right. Now, a best bets update from our friend Tom Barton from the Sports Carton Network.
This is your Sports Carton Network update.
I'm Tom Barton, and today's SGN's Best Bets. Oh, we're digging deep for this one. I am on the Coastal Carolina Shadow Clears plus the touchdown against the Kansas Jayhawks. The line has skyrocketed from -3 in favor of Kansas all the way to a touchdown, and now I'm loving Coastal Carolina even more. Carolina got back on the field in early August, and they've had all of their regular scheduled practices, and there's some continuity there. The Jayhawks, they're dealing with a new coaching staff. They had a quarterback battle to deal with, and the short practice definitely hurt them. The Jayhawks also lost 8 of their final 9 games in 2019, giving up nearly 30 points a game in each. And anytime Kansas is a favorite, it seemed to be money. They are 5-17 against the spread in the last 22 as a favorite. I'll take the team that nobody seems to want. I'll take Coastal Carolina plus the 7 for the SGN Best Bets. I'm Tom Barton.